Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday evening, July 24th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, increasing our retirement account contributions, and hospitals want nurses to spend more time with you. According to new numbers from Fidelity Investments, we're all getting better at contributing to our individual retirement accounts, or IRAs.
Year over year, we've seen the average contribution to an individual retirement account, an IRA, increase to $4,150, which is about a 6% increase over last year.
That's Fidelity Investments Vice President of Retirement Products, Ken Hever. Investors 50 years of age or over continue to save the most in traditional and Roth IRAs. Younger investors, those in their 20s, 30s, and even 40s, are adopting better savings behavior and have also made substantial increases in their savings rate. Ken says it seems that more people have made savings for retirement an important financial goal.
I think a lot of this goes back to the recession and the financial crisis that shook the country back in 2008, really woke people up to needing to take more responsibility for their own financial well-being.
You can find complete results of this study at Fidelity's website. New studies show that in a 12-hour shift, a nurse may only spend a little more than an hour at patients' bedsides.
They're so busy running around, tracking down, you know, supplies, trying to find the doctor, looking for paperwork, missing test results, fixing batteries.
That's Wall Street Journal informed patient columnist Laura Landro. Hospitals are hoping to change that, as research also shows that the more time nurses spend at the bedside, the less likely patients are to suffer falls, infections, medication errors, and the more likely they are to be satisfied with their care. Hospitals are also hoping that this shift will mean fewer patients being readmitted.
If the nurse is not there to really kind of help them, get them through the rough part, educate them about what to do when they leave the hospital, you're going to have a lot more time when patients have readmissions. They come back.
Laura says the introduction of electronic medical records can make a big difference in how much time nurses are able to spend with patients.
Putting computers in the patient's room so you can sit down with the patient and basically, while you're still talking to them and looking at them, say, hey, you know, looks like your tests have come back and I can show you a diagram that shows what your, you know, blood sugars have been doing.
Hospitals are also changing traditional work practices, shifting more routine tasks to certified nurse assistants and other staffers. They're also eliminating inefficient processes that make nurses walk as many as 5 miles a day in a single shift. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.